Liz Schnackenberg has looked at a lot of maps of watersheds, but maps of the south side of Basalt Mountain threw her for a loop.
When I first looked at the topographic map for that portion of the fire, I was like, I'm a hydrologist, and I cannot figure out which way the water's flowing. I can't tell where it's going. I can't tell where the streams are. And I was like, this is really weird. I've never had this problem before.
Schnackenberg, a hydrologist for the U.S. Forest Service, has worked across the country and the world helping local communities plan for hazards after wildfires. Once she flew above the burn area in a helicopter, she could see why those topo maps were so befuddling. The terrain on Basalt Mountain is all broken up, with steep slopes draining into flats where it isn't totally clear where water might flow out. Now, lessons from Lake Christine are a staple in presentations she gives about how fires can affect watersheds.
It was such a great contrast of kind of what I'll call more traditional fire effects or more traditional landscapes versus a varied landscape.
And the local terrain has a significant influence on the types of hazards that a wildfire leaves behind. When wildfires burn through vegetation and scorch soils, it leads to increased risk of erosion, flooding, and debris flows. The soil holds clues about how communities need to prepare for those post-fire hazards. Badly burned soil doesn't absorb water. It acts more like pavement, repelling water, so it runs downhill. But on Basalt Mountain, the unusual topography added a new layer to the hydrology. Here, flat areas help to slow the momentum of flooding or debris flows.
Because it's not a continuous flow path, it's just not going to keep building on itself.
And while that made it harder to predict exactly where flooding might occur, this terrain likely helped protect the town of Basalt during some of last summer's intense rainstorms. As the vegetation regenerates after the Lake Christine fire, the potential for extreme flooding in Basalt recedes. That regrowth is key to preventing flooding and debris flows.
That can be your grasses and forbs. It doesn't have to be trees.
These ground-covering plants help stabilize the soil and encourage the earth to start soaking up water again, which in turn reduces erosion. Grasses started growing back in the burn area within weeks after the flames from Lake Christine died down. And in 3 to 5 years, Schnackenberg says, much of the burn area will be green again. For now, she says, it's important to minimize any more disturbances, which might give noxious weeds a chance to outmuscle the native plants. The best thing people can do now?
Just give those plants a chance to grow.
These ecosystems evolved with and adapted to wildfire, so
they generally are pretty good at bringing themselves back unless there were really substantial effects to the soil.
Schnackenberg and her colleagues who assessed the severity of the soil damage on Basalt Mountain rated most of the area closest to town as moderately burned, meaning up to 80% of the ground cover was consumed by the fire in that area. So even as vegetation is returning and the terrain catches some of the fast-moving water, there's still a chance for more flooding.
You know, I certainly would expect some to occur. So it's not like just because there's a broken landscape, nothing will happen. It's just a matter of extremes, if you will.
Schnackenberg discussed how wildfire can change watershed dynamics last night in Carbondale as part of the Naturalist Night speaker series. She speaks again tonight at 6 p.m. at Hallam Lake in Aspen. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Journalism.